after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Hot, frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's good? This is Lazy Hustlers, and you're tuned into Life After Dust Live with Ceddie J and Nay Seduction.
Okay, I have myself on mute. I'm a fucking idiot. All right, welcome to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. And who's the Ann today?
And Nay Seduction is back.
Wait, is that Nay Seduction? I was doing a full little intro over here. Wonder why you can hear me. And I'm like, and, I kept saying it. I was like, what the hell?
I'm back.
Welcome back. So, I'm glad to have you back. You know, we took some days off while you were gone. We had some good shows. I did an entire show by myself, no guests, anything. So that was interesting. It was still fun. It was still a really good show. I had to show remind people, hey, you know, they be wanting to hate. I'm like, hey, I'm a really good host. I like having a co-host. It is what it is. Like they think,
right.
They think that, oh, you can't do it. The haters want to get to hating. And then I realized, no, like, we can still, either one of us could hold this show down by ourselves. But it's so much more fun when you got somebody with you. But, this past Monday, I had my sister on here. So that was crazy because my sister, you know, she hosts, when she decides to bring it back. Oh, soon. She has to come back, but she's going to bring it back soon. She has a show that she does on Thursdays. And it's called Real Spirit Radio, which is why the show on this past Monday was called, you know, Real Spill Life After Dusk, because it was based on a collaboration of the two shows. So yes, I was definitely excited. Shout out to my sister for coming through and holding it down. And oh my God, it was just crazy. And definitely glad to have you back. You know, we were saying, hey man, can't wait to have you back on here and clown with you like we do.
Oh no.
So yes.
I'll be back.
Definitely a pleasure having you back. So now that you, which is why today's show, for those of you wondering, why today's show is called Yay for Nay, because it is about you being back.
Cool.
And you, I know how the haters get to talking. Well, where Nay at? He make, she must, you sure he had him back yet? What's going on? Yeah, now yeah, all the hating ass people, y'all can go ahead and shut up because she's back. It was shut. Some of y'all were secretly hoping in the back of your mind that before our downfall, but it's, well, we're good. So joke's on you.
All right.
Gotta catch up with you. First off, what's been going on since you've been gone? You've been gone for a bit now.
I've just been through some medical issues or whatever. Trying to get myself back to normal. Still, you know, got to take it easy or whatever like that. But I am able to, you know, come back on the show, and I'm able to, you know, kind of get things back to how they was, you know, a tad bit, you know, just got to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Part of it is because, you know, you have a mind state for, you want so much to happen. And it's very much so understandable for what you're trying to go through.
Right.
You try to accomplish a lot at a young age.
Mhm. Going through what I'm going through, I would never wish it on my worst enemy ever.
I was glad to see that you're doing better. Cause yeah, it can be a bitch. But yeah, so I did see, at least while you were gone, you did drop some heat.
A little bit. I dropped a picture that I've been, you know, I've been waiting on these pictures to get done. And
That is good. That is very good to hear. So I know later on the show you're going to have a very good seduction 101.
Well, my seduction 101 topic will be about ladies, you know, taking care of their bodies, you know.
Okay, here we go. Well, y'all get, she gave it to y'all right away, letting y'all know what it's gonna be for later on. About taking care of y'all bodies, y'all pH balance, all that stuff. Taking care of that pH balance. All right, I'm gonna stop acting up today, Lord. I'm gonna stop it. So, what did we do on Monday? Oh, we had our top, the six that we did on Monday was the how do videos. We were talking about the worst, the most annoying ones.
Yeah.
One of the most annoying ones I think is the stud one about the studs twerking for a free meal.
For a free meal, I've seen
that. That shit was played from as soon as it started. But then all of a sudden was one where he come to, I don't know, I guess she thinks she's the president of studs, want to try to tell studs they can't twerk it. So at the end of the day, like I was saying, at the end of the day, they are women.
Yeah.
And who the hell put you in charge to say that women can't fucking do? Like, because you want people to live to a stereotype of what a stud is. At the end of the day, they're fucking women.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry that everybody who decides to take on more of the stud role doesn't fit your exact blueprint of what a stud is. Some of them embrace being a woman in pretty much every facet. So get the hell over yourself. I just don't be getting folks like that. Like, who put you in charge?
Right.
But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I saw some stuff. I was like, I'm getting off of these videos. I get off this video immediately. Because at the end of the day, it's still women. And some of them, they remind you they are definitely still women. I was like, mm-mm, I got to get off that video. That's too much. It's too much. And then, you know, the dudes, dang, girl, I know you heard it. You know, the dudes, they're losing their mind in the comments. Dang, girl, I know you heard it like that.
Some of them can't even twerk, though. I've seen some of them that could, but some of them can't twerk.
Man, she's one chick. Matter of fact, we interviewed her girlfriend on our show before, and her booty was, I don't know. Like, you can't tell that she had on baggy jeans and stuff, but she had on some, she had on some boy shorts, and her ass was damn near perfect. I was like, damn. I was like, mm-mm. See, I know my. I know my limits. So yeah, and I saw your how to video. Your how do video.
Because people be thinking just because I go to church on Sundays mean I can't twerk. Do you twerk and go to church on Sunday?
Yeah, you can definitely do that. You know, you can't really twerk, but. See, you know what I noticed, you're a better slow dancer than you are a twerker. I know some people think about that and go, I like winding and slow dancing better than I like dancing chick twerking.
Yeah.
Cause you gotta be able to move around, all kind of stuff, and you can't be still, you know. And when a guy dances to you, he can't just sit there like a bump on a log. He gotta actually move when y'all slow dancing and winding and stuff. Yeah, he gotta be on point.
Right.
Well, I know you remember the videos. Man, what's his name? Jay Smooth. I know you remember them Jay Smooth videos.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, Lord. I don't like how you said it. yeah, I remember that. And, of course, the most famous one is the one
that's
where they were doing Nobody.
That was MySpace days when Jay Smooth did that video.
That was when, like, YouTube was, like, first, like, getting some love. And he was dancing to Keep Sweating Nobody. I got to pull up now, be petty. Let's see. Oh, girl was getting it. Everybody was sweating Jay Smooth, but the shit, the girl he was dancing with was getting it. I was like, yeah, I mean, damn, she'll get no credit? They would give him all the credit to Jay Smooth. I mean, it's just cool and all, but yeah, the female was getting it too. People always
she
hit me
was.
Up to the show.
She knew how to dance. That's when MySpace days
was
popping.
MySpace. I be getting, you know, matter of fact, I got called the DJ on the cruise I went on back in May. He had nicknamed you. He said, JJ, a.k.a. Magic Mike, because Pony came on. And my inner Magic Mike came. Came on. I was like, because so all of a sudden I came on like, bleh. I ain't take no clothes off, but I slid across the floor at this chick. I was getting this. I mean, it was like she was real bad too. Slid up to her. And I was, like, doing a bunch of Magic Mike moves on Gibson. So yeah, I had to let them know, you know, don't be fooled. Everybody was impressed about jigging and stuff, but don't get it twisted. I can do some Magic Mike stuff, too. So, yeah. Shout out to the skills. Like, what's like the song right now? Like, if a DJ is playing a slow jam right now, for you to like, if somebody walked into you want to dance you, on a slow jam, and the DJ is getting ready to play it, what's the song that he had to play that you for to give that person to work?
It's a couple songs, Persuasion Rugs. Kissing on my
okay,
tattoo.
I gotta look at what you're saying. You always put me up on new stuff, so I gotta look at this stuff. Okay. All right. So what's the first one you said?
Persuasion Rugs.
Persuasion Rugs. Party Next Door, Jaquez.
Is that Jaquez?
Oh. Girl, say, you being real black. You mean Persian rugs.
However people say shit.
Whatever. I typed in Persuasion. That man said, I was like, oh, Persian. Oh. Okay, yeah, party. I see. You got Jaquez on it. Yep. All right, I'm going to check that out. You already the queen to put me up on some new slow jams. Cause jam, man, I wouldn't even to you. I didn't even know about jam. I was like, where have I been?
Yeah, that song.
Right around my lip. Hey, if I hear that song, get lit. and I hold people to a precedent. I go, if you can't dance this song, you can't dance with me. Like, you making it hard on people. Like they have a precedent they have set, and they want to dance for you in that song. You got to dance that good.
That song is definitely a hit. He knew
to
have Trey Songz on
that. Oh, Lord. There you go. You forget to start getting started. Here you go. Let's just put it like this. That song makes me want some milk. Wink, wink. Some of y'all may not caught that because y'all late to some of the inside jokes on the show, but Nate caught on to that with that joke, man. Let's see. Pony is one for me. Pony is definitely in that lexicon. I can really say a lot of 90s R&B is going to get me to. It's going to get me lit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like T-shirt, panties, ooh. Especially like when the bridge come up. Baby, come a little closer. Ooh. That's, you forget the, they forgive you the work, right? That part right there, they forgive you the work. Deep is another good one. That shit do all the popping and stuff. Popping with the slow, with the whining and stuff on that song. And, like, my siblings always try to gross me because I would take a chick or something like that. And I would do one or two things. One or three. I would pick her up. And I would drop, and then I would drop her to the ground, and then I would be like thrusting up while she danced on top of me. Well, that's one. I'd be dancing behind her while she on the floor. Yeah. See, that cover all bases. Yeah, okay, so that's two. Yeah, so really that was it. I'd be dancing on the floor. Like the two crazy ones, like when something like Deep come on, I'm taking the chick to the floor. That's what people ain't that cold at the flow game. Then you really can't be no stiff dude. You gotta really come with it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's See, Deep. Me in My Bedroom. Oh, that's another good one. Jamie Foxx had a bunch of, like, when I remember when Jamie Foxx album came out, that was my sophomore year of college. Oh my God. Jamie Foxx CD, Pretty Ricky CD. I can throw a whole entire hour of a party off JB Fox CD, the good slow jams and Pretty Ricky CDs. I could throw you a nice little hour alone off them. Cause you throw DJ Play a Love Song, JB Fox.
On that Pretty Ricky, it's a wrap.
Oh man, shoot, man. See, we ain't went to no music. I go to music break mid show because we going in today. Crazy story about Pretty Ricky CD. So, okay, the second CD. What was the second CD? Do you remember which one that was? I know. Okay, Blue Stars was the first one. Late Night. I think it was called Late Night Special was the second one.
Late Night Special.
Yes, Late Night Special. Man, this chick I had brought her over. Late night, she came over. Her and her friend came over. Let me go ahead and put the disclaimer. No, there wasn't a threesome, people, for those who are trying to be inquiring. But her and her friend came over, and she was like, "Ooh, you got the new Pretty Ricky CD on? You got the new Pretty Ricky CD?" I was like, "Yep." Put that CD in, halfway through track one, it was going down. That CD, I fucked that entire CD on release date. Good stuff. So, shout out to Pretty Ricky, man. And matter of fact, Pleasure P is coming with a new album. My brother sent me. I got to check it out. Pleasure P just released a new one, but check it out. I hope he got some good Under, that's a good. That song is under. Play on words, it feels like, but that song is underrated. Under is underrated. I mean, y'all have to. I'm going to tell you why y'all got why Under is underrated. You have to go back and listen to the lyrics. Really go back and listen to the lyrics of that song. That is good. Whoever wrote the lyrics of that song, that is good craftsmanship. Man, you are a wordsmith. You are great at laying stuff together. Perfect. That is the blueprint for how your stuff should sound. Yeah, Pleasure P album. That shit was. I'm gonna go to one of the courses. Versus. I'm gonna read this. I'm not gonna sing it. I'm not gonna ruin it. So I'm gonna read this. Calling my river to let her know I'll be on my way. Missing how the river flow, even though it's only been a couple of days, cause it be raining and complaining. You got that water made for drinking up. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's all worth it for you. I don't need no rescue. Okay. I feel like I do have to kind of like not sing it for real, but I don't feel like, I feel like I'm not doing it just by the way I was reading it. That sounded, I read that so white. I was so white how I read that. So here's a Pleasure P song. Like, it sounded so white how I was reading it. Who's inboxing me to do the show? Oh. Yep. I know, I was right, bro. Somebody was talking about me being right. All right, so me, y'all, I'm listening to the song now. I'll have my headphones on to that. So, y'all hear the song. You might hear some delay. Get over it. Damn it. Load the fucking song. YouTube always got to do the most. All right, here we go. Let's look at this. It's driving nuts. And the beat for Under. Listen to how it starts. It lets you know it's going to be a freaky ass song. The way the beat and the music is everything. My river to let her know I'ma be on my way. Boost. Missing how the river flow, even though it's only been a couple of days. Raining, ain't complaining. Love, got the water, made for drinking. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's all worth it for you. I don't need no rescue. Okay, yeah, so for people who are not catching on, he's talking about eating pussy, people. For those you're not catching on, she's the river. He's talking about drinking it up, talking about eating her pussy, okay? For some of y'all, our little boys out there, y'all wouldn't know what that's about. For us grown-ass men, we know what that's about. Like, Nate, as a woman, because I have to ask you this, I already know the answer we're going to get. If a guy tell you he don't eat pussy, how are you going to treat him?
I'm
going to
just think he's childish.
What do you say to him if he tells you that?
You childish.
So we can't work out. You got to go.
We can't do it. We can't even be. If you ain't, we can't be together. I can't be with nobody who don't eat pussy.
It's an art.
Like, what if I tell you I'm not sucking your dick, nigga?
Oh,
you gonna look at me like a child.
Man, you might as well keep. I'm gonna cuss your ass out. You tell me. That's how that shit goes to me. somebody around here is hopefully get cussed out. Some people, they need to start saying that, because, man, I had a chick scared the entire daylights out of me. How horrible she was at sucking penis. She was horrible. Oh, my God. Like, it was, I got to share this story before I go on music break. Like, I guess I need your answer on this too. Worst experience, okay, so worst experience or someone giving you head. So, my worst experience was a chick, like, she had some good pussy. Ooh, she has some good pussy. But she can suck a dick if her life depends on it. And that bitch's teeth. That bitch cheat, man. My shit, I was about to scream. That bitch was not watching her teeth. I'm like, man, them teeth. Oh, no. I got my teeth, and I was like, let me show her how to do this. Let me give her some head for it. So I go ahead, and I can her break the monotony, and then get to the fucking, because she cannot suck dick if her life depend on it. Oh, my God, man. And I was trying my best to coach. But I didn't want to. But she said she was so confident, like she knew what she was doing. And she, the thing is, you know, if you don't know how to, you say that before you do it. You don't come out and just get, act like you're gonna be a pro at it. Like that means some dude she dealt with before was happy with that shit. How are you happy with that shit? It wasn't moist enough. I was like, man, you got a wet mouth and everything. We gotta hear some sound effects, man. Like that is because that natural sound effects, not you overdoing it. Like if you know what you're doing, it's gonna happen.
I'm spitting on the dick now. Make sure there's enough fly on that motherfucker.
Okay, what's horror experience for you?
Huh?
What's the worst horror experience for you?
This nigga ain't know how to eat pussy. He was a white boy.
What did he do?
I had to teach him how to do it. Like, it wasn't feeling right. He wasn't doing it right. Like, nigga, you're looking all, you're not licking it right. Damn. They used to irritate me.
As a profession now, I'm going to tell you the most important point to do. If you do this alone, you're good to go. I kid you not. A girl's going to be happy. She's going to be content if you do this alone. Because this is the part that matters. Now, you want to start getting advanced, like the pros, you know, it's going to take you a while to get there. But if you don't know how to do this major factor first, then don't try to get events. The clit is what matters at the end of the day. If you please the clit, ding, 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 she's going to be happy. If you don't please the clit, she's not going to be happy. So focus on that. And if you need to put a fucking invisible-ass metronome on your head, do whatever the hell makes you feel great. Put an invisible metronome in your head, and you be, I mean, you need to have a rhythm. And let me let you know something else. That rhythm needs to get faster at some point in time. And as you get faster, make sure you can keep up with the fucking rhythm. Don't be trying to do a rhythm that you can't fucking handle. Don't be trying to go so fast so soon, like, trying to rush it. It's an art to it, man. You got to take your time.
Take your time.
It's what you do. The art, if you want to get advanced and be the art of this, you know, you got to tease your way in. You got to, like, suck on her inner thighs really good. Like, slowly getting it and make her think you're going to go for it right away. Like, nope. I didn't get the other thigh. Because sometimes that's the part of it, too. The art of making them wait is getting them wetter, and they go. It's going to be more and more sensitive. Because you check them inner thighs, it already makes them melt like jelly already. And so when it comes time you lick the clit, it's going to be very sensitive. And that's what she's going to do a lot more shaking and all kind of other shit if you do that right. And you keep, if you just focus on the clit, I promise you. Focus on the clit, she's going to be happy. She's going to be happy, and she's going to throw your ass. She's going to do one or two things. If she didn't give you head already, she's going to lay your ass. She's going to throw your ass, say, and she's going to take it out. She's going to take it out on you for you making her feel so fucking good while you was giving her head. She's going to take it out on you. Or she gonna be like, her, you know, she gonna beg for the dick. Then she's gonna be like, hey, whatever. People be trying to be funny. Talking about seeing it. I know. I'm gonna go see that fucking song. Ain't no fucking way in the world, my friend. That song does not get played here on Life and It Does Live. Nah, so, yes, Nate, I definitely have to say, yeah, people need to get their skills together. Oh, you know another thing I do? I don't know if anyone's ever done this to you. This one chick, she was, like, taunting me hard, man, about knocking her down. She's like, you get some ice? And she wanted me to get some Sonic ice. She was being very specific. She wanted me to get some Sonic ice. And so I went and got some Sonic ice and put it right there in the clit. You really let it melt and like makes it like, and it kind of makes it really cold. And then you go back out and then you go back down on her while the ice in the, and if you really bad, you hold the ice in there real good while you feeding her. Oh, y'all want to see the women go crazy. Sonic ice. You just Sonic ice down there. You'll thank me later. Sonic ice. Trust me. So, yeah, Nate. I think that calls for a music break because I think we gave y'all a lot of content, straight content, no music break, no nothing. So we go ahead and go to music break. We come back. Nate is gonna come back with Seduction 101. We haven't had one so long. Seduction 101. As a matter of fact, we'll extend Seduction 101. Like I said, I already did Crickets on Monday, so yeah, longer Seduction 101 and yeah, some more stuff, man. So we'll be back into this. Or Life After Dust Live. We're going to go ahead and go to Who Am I Feeling Today? I'm going to pick something real freaky because we got to all that talking like that. We're going to put some freaky music on. Or this is a wrong show. Alrighty, here we go. We'll be back into this.
And I want you here. I called your phone cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here.
Yeah. believe it. We loving in action. And like Drizzy, I can tell that you've been practicing. Now I got a little something I want to show you, boy. You a madman. I see you like to beat it up like boy. You put it down like an old T-Pain hit. And I promise tonight won't be regretted.
When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair.
Shout out to the freaky people that add me on Snapchat. That'd be, it's always interesting to get the freaky people on. Shout out to a person I know that's originally from North Carolina that's on Snapchat. Wow, her stuff is actually popping. So many people be, they blow up their Snapchat so heavy, and you give them up, it'd be weak as fuck. I will say this, she did not just lie about her Snapchat. That should be lit. So shout out to the lit Snapchat. Oh my. Anyways, we are back on Life and Dust Live. Your boy Sunny J, and it's yay for Nay Day because Nay is back. So Nay, that being said, you being back, I'll go ahead and remind us what today's Seduction 101 is about, and go ahead and break it down.
Well, today's topic is about women taking care of themselves. Like, ladies, you got to put yourself first. Take care of you first, no matter what it is. If you got to put your job on the back seat or whatever, you got to make sure you are okay first. Because if you don't make sure you're okay, then who gonna make things happen for you? You gotta stop stressing and a friend of mine, she's in the hospital as we speak. She went into early labor and she died having a C-section and they brought her back to life. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she's been in the hospital for like two, three weeks. Been in ICU and all that. She had congestive heart failure. And stress is what put her in the hospital giving birth early. She could have lost her life. Like, she died. She did lose her life. And they brought her back to life. She was in a coma for like 4 days. Unresponsive. They had to put her on the breathing machine while she was in her coma. So, my thing is, ladies, if a nigga is stressing you, let that nigga go. At the end of the day, your health is more important. Whatever it is, stress can kill you. Like, stress can really, really, really kill you. And the situation with me, I really don't tell my business, but I'm going through a tough situation myself. And sometimes, you know, you just got to put yourself first and other people last. And when you going through a situation, you see who there and who not, who really care. That when you going through something. And it can be a life-changing situation. That it can be a wake-up call. And no matter what I was going through with my situation being on bed rest and all that, I was still there for my friend because she lived 2 hours away from me originally. But when they found fluids in her lungs and stuff, they had to rush her. They had to fly her on a helicopter all the way to Indianapolis, which is 2 hours. They had to put her on the helicopter, and she had to have an emergency C-section, like, immediately. So, life is short. Right. Like, life is really short, and situations will seriously wake you up. And you find out who your real friends are, who your real family, you know, you find out who really there. And I just want to thank everybody who reached out to me. I want to thank everybody who's still reaching out to me, making sure I'm good or whatever, and all the prayers and the concerns. I definitely appreciate it. Because some situations you can't get through on your own. I mean, prayer do help and support do help. But it's very, oh, even
you,
for
you
me,
praying
it's
for your
very,
heart on here.
Huh?
I said, we was praying for your heart on here.
Thank you, and I definitely, definitely appreciate it. Even for men, like, stress can kill you. Like, stress is no joke. Depression, no joke. That's what put my friend in the hospital. That don't be no joke. She lost her life, like. So, she's blessed. Like, she's able to be a testimony to somebody else or another pregnant girl or whatever. She able to be a living testimony. Because God didn't have to give her that second chance. God didn't have to wake her up out of that coma. But he did. Like, they really thought she wasn't about to come back, like, for real. And her mom, that's her. Her mom only got 2 kids, her daughter and her son. And then she got 3 stepsons. She's the only girl out of her siblings. So it was really, you know, really, really hard for her mom to see her only daughter, die and not know if her daughter was going to wake up.
But look at God. Yes.
All I'm saying is love people while they're still on earth. Don't wait until it's too late. Because when it's too late, you can't be there if it's too late. If they die or anything, it's going to be too late.
I know. I always say, man, I want to fake
they
tears.
While they're still alive. Don't wait until they're dead.
Yeah, don't give me all the fake tears. I don't want all the fake tears for our, you know, funeral fake tears. Man, please don't even show up doing all that. We don't need all that extra nonsense. None of you, if you ain't for that sincere when I was here, I don't need your fake tears like you care then. That absolutely does nothing for me.
Exactly.
A bunch of fake people, a bunch of people being fake, acting like they care. I don't get with that, so. If you wasn't care beforehand, you can boo all that fake boo hooing. It's not gonna impress me.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, don't be fake. Like, be real. Like, just be real. Be you. Be true to yourself. Because at the end of the day, you never know when it's your time.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. I see that happen to people all the time. And I just like, man. You know, especially, like, you know, if some people all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden they, man, I really love them, all that. I'm like, what was your ass saying that when I was here? I hate that. Like, I think one of the craziest things, somebody all of a sudden, midnight, have a crush on you or so. Like, kind of like, it's not saying when you get married or that you did, but it's kind of when you get in a marriage, all of a sudden people want to tell you that they liked you and shit. The fuck would you have when I was single around this bitch? That's whack as hell.
Right.
You could have got the D. But nah, you want to sit here and wait till I'm in the fucking marriage and shit. And all of a sudden you want to tell me. It's annoying because people want to see if other people dubbed you as marriage material. And then once they do, they're like, oh. I've dropped the ball. I might need you. I must have been missing something. I should have dealt with this magic material. Let me hear him get to. Wait, don't go away, don't go away. Yeah, that shit's so fucking whack to me.
It really is.
Don't know what to say about that, my friend. Just don't know what to say.
Well, that's real talk. Like, you have to be there for people when they're alive. And you find out who real and who not real when you're going through a tough time.
Exactly.
Like, what I'm going through in my situation, I found out who's real and who's not. Here, even though, you know, I really don't even tell my business like that. I really don't even tell my business. All people know I was in a hospital and I've been on bed rest for like a week. That's all people know, really. But
somebody broke her back. There you go. They didn't take it easier. It's like, yeah, girl, I'm going to break your back. And she didn't believe them. And then they really broke her back. Now y'all know. Now y'all know the truth. If they was out because somebody broke her back.
Negative.
She was like, oh, you broke my back. You was this line. I told you, girl. I told you I was going to break your back. You didn't believe me.
Negative.
Oh man. Well, I'm glad to see that everything is fine with you. I do have to ask this. Are you still going to be doing the Miami trip?
Yes, I will. I'm not sure. I have to speak with my doctors to see how soon I can, you know, get up and moving. But I still will be going to Miami before the end of the year. It's already paid for. Like, it's already paid for. I don't waste my money. So it's already paid for. But how soon I'm going have changed. For the simple fact, I've been in the hospital, mm-hmm. bed rest stuff, but I am definitely still going because it's already paid for.
All right, we add a few more minutes. I'm going to add some time. No, I'm not going to ask the full extra 30 minutes, people. Just adding more live time, so don't be thinking this will be extra 30 minutes. I'm just glad to hear it, and I know you like when I saw you be on bed, I was like, oh Lord, you for trying to tell Nate to sit still.
Yeah.
I know you not. I know that's the wrong terminology to be used towards you. Hey Nate, you need to sit still. What?
That is not like me at all.
See ya. Glad you're in better health. And just taking one day at a time. So yes. Just take one day at a time, baby.
That's all I can do is, you know, take it one step at a time.
So yeah, public service announcement. You have anything you wanna share the event wise or any coming up you want to share public service announcements?
Just keep me in your prayers. I will be doing some stuff soon. And I haven't forgot about you guys, and I love you guys, and thank you all for the support, and I'm back.
All right, she's back. All right, y'all, so there we go. Public service announcements. I got a lot. I feel like Nate. Nate is the one coming here with a lot. I got a list of things. A lista. Okay. All right. So public service announcement number one. Issue number four of X25 Fitness Magazine. If you go to x25fitness.com, you can go there and pre-order the issue. You pre-order issue 04, which is set, the release date is set for July 1st. So make sure you check it out and get ready for that. I suggest you pre-order it because you pre-order, you know, you can get it right. You can get it sent right then and there when the release date happens. And then plus you ain't got to worry about paying for it later because you haven't got paid for it. So I recommend pre-ordering it. I am kind of biased. I do have some work in there. Shout out to Mindy Lee Dow, a.k.a. the Polynesian Princess. Bad. You know, a lot of people, when they see women who lift weights, and they want like, and man, we're the sexiest little never lift weights. She's that person. She's one of those people. Very gorgeous. She's one of the people like when you shoot her, and you're like, man, I shot her. So yeah, shout out to her. I ain't pressed nobody's cough button just then. What the hell? So yeah, it is some other big news for X25 Fitness. We'll be dropping soon as well, so stay tuned for that. Make sure you also get ready for the Human Cannabis Magazine, issue 38. If you want to be in it, you better submit sooner than later. is set, that is set to come out in July. I'm not picked the exact release date yet, but it's set to come out in July. But the due date is June 28th. I prefer you get it to me June 28th. If you get it to me that weekend, that weekend, the 30th to the 2nd, that's fine as well, but I'd rather have it sooner than later. So it's due, the due date is 28th, but if you send it to me that weekend, that's fine as well because I will be out of town, which makes my other purpose in the service announcement, told you how a lot name. I'll be in Memphis, Tennessee. I'll be doing my usual getting lit, all that good stuff, and also do some photo shoots. I already got a couple that's been locked down, so bam. I'm only doing a chosen amount. There's a very, 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 very high chance I might get to shoot Queen Love while I'm out there. If I do, y'all gonna see me come to the show the following week talking so much shit. So I got my fingers crossed. If I get to shoot Queen Love, I'm coming on this whole. I'm talking shit from one end of the world to the other. So yeah, ain't nobody gonna be able to stop me. No one's gonna be able to stop me from talking shit. I'm going on a cruise soon, Nate. I don't know if I told you about that yet.
No, you going on another cruise? No.
Yeah, but I know. I like, man, this dude just stay going on cruises. What is going on? He is the travel maniac. I try to catch up to you, Nate. You travel so much. I'm just trying to catch up to you. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of travel this year, and just trying to catch up to you. That's all. It's nothing wrong with brother catching up, right?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
I still got to find a way to put a Houston trip somewhere in this whole lexicon of going out of town this summer. So, yeah. Trust me. Yeah, I'm going to be more parts of Mexico this summer. I will be in Cozumel again, but I'll also be in Progreso as well. But this time, I'll still leave from Galveston. I'll be leaving now New Orleans. So, I'll be in New Orleans for a day, people. I'll be in New Orleans for a day, so that'll be where I'll be sailing away from. So you want to link up with me while I'm in New Orleans? This will be my first time in New Orleans, so you want to link up, show your boy a good time, let me know. I'll give you the date. That date's coming August 13th. So August 13th, New Orleans, man. So make sure y'all link with me. Be lit. So, yeah. Yeah, Nate, I'm telling you, I'm all over, Mr. Travel, Mr. Travel. One more public service announcement. Let you guys know if you are a member of DustSpot.com. If you're not, you need to get the hell on it. If you're, which a reminder, DustSpot.com is strictly. It is strictly for people who are professionals in the entertainment industry. I know some people are like, man, that means not a lot of people. Sometimes the best places are the places that got exclusion. If it's more, when it's exclusive, it makes it that much more of a commodity. So there you go. Anyways, we released two new big features over the past couple of days. We released the new chat. The new chat system is popping, and it works. This is one of those times where I'm usually saying this one way or the another. This looks so beautiful on mobile. It looks great on the computer too, or just any type of computer, desktop, whatever. But on mobile devices, the chat system is so dope. So I recommend you check out the chat system. If you are mobile, you can reach a chat by going to the little bubble, you said the chat bubbles at the top corner, in the top, right by the friend request in the message box. You go right there, you click that, and like open the chat. You can even search for people who are not online, and they'll say the message for them. So, unlike the old one, if a person, once a person disconnected, it messes up your whole flow of chatting. So, is definitely, like, the new chat system is lit. I love it. And, to, like, right next to the new chat system, depending on where you are, if you are mobile or desktop, we had the new search system. So a lot of y'all always like, man, who there for Texas? Instead of asking me now, you can just go search. Click the search box up top, type in Texas. It's going to bring up blogs and all that stuff that's pertaining to anything with Texas mentioned or anything, or someone that's from Texas. It's also going to bring up pages that are involved with people from Texas. So, yeah. We're covering a whole lot, man. We got a lot that's covering up. So make sure, man, you definitely, if you haven't been on lately, go check out dustspot.com. And trust me, you won't be disappointed. Like, man, a lot of big updates. And that's just what we're doing, man. Just try to make it bigger and better. And thanks to the engineers over at Neen for being so dope, the new engineers. They have been helping whip stuff out left and right, so we're really bringing you guys A1 stuff. Oh, which, by the way, I must mention with chat, you can also now send files and also send photos and stuff to there too. So you might want to, so that's something you might want to use. Some people might want to use that over using Facebook because, you know, sometimes you feel like Facebook be trying to do too much. Yeah, with the new chat system, you can send your stuff there, man. And you ain't got to worry about, man, is my stuff going to be distorted as far as quality-wise. So we got you covered. Well, Nate, that is it for today, man. So I guess that means we'll be seeing you guys on Monday. Can't wait to see you all. Talk to you soon. That means in the show, I mean, in every show, remind you in everything you do. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a
Nay, there is a way.
Y'all tune to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Sadie J and your girl
Nay Seduction. And don't forget, y'all.
And we give you a public service announcement. Nay, what is that public service announcement we give every hump day?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly. I need to be telling myself this. I ain't been freaking today, but I'm just saying.
It's the end episode button. For me and Curtis, so.
That's why I got myself in the situation that I was in the first place.
All right, y'all. We are out. Bye.
Peace.